Hi, this podcast is the fourth and last part of Jenkins' interview questions that covers additional questions and answers related to Jenkins. So, let's quickly dive into it. Question 61. What is PostSection, Agent, and Jenkins file? Answer. Number 1. Agent, it is directive to guide Jenkins on executing the pipeline in a particular order and manner. Number 2. PostSection, if you add some notification to perform other tasks at the end of the pipeline, the PostSection will run at the end of each pipeline's execution. And number 3 is Jenkins file, it is a text file wherein all the definitions of pipelines are defined. It is checked in the source control repository. Question 62. What are the prerequisites for using Jenkins? Answer, we need the following to use Jenkins. First one is an accessible source code repository like a Git repository. And second one is a working build script such as a Maven script checked into the repository. Question 63. List the categories of jobs in Jenkins. Answer. The following are the types of jobs in Jenkins. Number 1. Pipeline. 2. External job. 3. Maven project. 4. Freestyle project. 5. Multi-branch pipeline. 6. Multi-configuration project. 7. GitHub organization. Question 64. What do you understand by scripted pipelines in Jenkins? Answer. Scripted pipeline is built on the top of an underlying pipeline subsystem. Unlike declarative, scripted pipeline is an efficient general-purpose DSL built with Groovy. Most functionality provided by the Groovy language is made accessible to scripted pipeline users, meaning it is a flexible tool with which one can author continuous delivery pipelines. Question 65. Which environmental directive is used in Jenkins? Answer. Environment directive represents a sequence of key-value pairs defined as environment variables for all steps, based on where the environment directive is located in the pipeline. It supports a special helper method credentials used to access predefined credentials by their identifier in the Jenkins environment. Question 66. Mention the different ways in which a build can be scheduled in Jenkins? Answer. You can schedule a build in Jenkins in following ways. First, by source code management commits. Second, after completion of other builds. Third, build can be scheduled to run at a specified time. And fourth is manual build requests. Question 67. What is the use of the role-based strategy plugin? Answer. The role-based strategy plugin provides three main functionalities. Number 1. Global roles across a project with permission job, run and source control management, SCM. Number 2. Project role, it can access a particular project job or run a category. Last in number 3 is slave role, it only views the project with permission to the admin nodes. Question 68. What is a stage block in Jenkins? Answer. A stage block denotes conceptually distinct subparts of tasks performed in the entire pipeline. Stages have a sequence of multiple stage directives. The stages section contains a bulk of work described by the pipeline. It is recommended that stages should have at least one stage directive for each distinctive part of the continuous delivery process, like test, build, and deploy. Question 69. Define flow control in Jenkins? Answer. A flow control in Jenkins supports the scripted pipeline or pipeline structure for executing the top to bottom of a Jenkins file. Question 70. What is a declarative pipeline in Jenkins? Answer. A declarative pipeline is one of the new features in Jenkins defined within a block labeled pipeline. It helps to maintain the pipeline as a code and makes it easier to read and write. The structure of a declarative pipeline is as follows. Number 1. Any, it denotes the entire pipeline will run on any available agent. Number 2. Docker, it helps to run a pipeline in a Docker environment. Number 3. None, it represents that all the stages under a block will have to be declared with an agent separately. Last in number 4 is Label, it is only a label for the Jenkins environment. Question 71. What is an SCM in Jenkins? Answer: An SCM or source code management specifies the location of a source code in Jenkins. The entry point to an SCM is defined as jenkins_jobs.scm. A job defined with the SCM attribute accepts numerous SCM definitions. Some of the popular SCM tools are Git, CVS, ClearCase, Perforce, AccuRev, Subversion, Mercurial, and RDC. Question 72. How to change a port for Jenkins? Answer: It is essential to change the Jenkins port number so that other servers can work on the same port number. Follow these steps to change Jenkins port number in Windows. First, navigate to the directory wherein you have installed Jenkins. Then, open the jenkins.xml configuration file. Now, find HTTP port equals to 8080 and replace right 080 port number with a new port number. And at last, restart your Jenkins server. Question 73. How can you configure Docker in Jenkins? Answer: These are some simple steps to configure Docker in Jenkins. Step 1. Select Manage Jenkins on the Jenkins dashboard. Step 2. Click on Configure System to access the main Jenkins settings. Last and step 3 is: You will see a dropdown called Add a New Cloud at the bottom. Select Docker from the list. Question 74. When to use a GitHub plugin in Jenkins? Answer: You can use the GitHub plugin whenever you want to integrate Jenkins with GitHub projects. It enables scheduling a build, pulling code files and data from the GitHub repos to a Jenkins machine, and automatically triggers each build on the Jenkins server after each commit on the Git repository. It saves time and allows you to incorporate a specific project into the CI process. Question 75. How can you configure Jenkins with Maven? Answer: Follow these steps to configure Jenkins with Maven. Step 1. Go to the Jenkins dashboard and navigate to Manage Jenkins. Select Configure System. Step 2. Now scroll down till you see the Maven section and go to Add Maven. Step 3. Uncheck the Install Automatically box. Step 4. Add and save a name for the setting and location of the Maven_home. Last in step 5 is: Now you can create a job with a Maven project option. Question 76. What is the process of creating a slave node in Jenkins? Answer: You can create the slave node in Jenkins by these simple steps. Step 1. Click on the Manage Jenkins option. Step 2. Now select the option Manage Nodes. Step 3. Enter a name for the slave node and click OK. Last in step 4 is: Save the changes. Thank you for listening to our podcast.